Do you want?
We're getting really off where we started. We want to talk about baseball.
No, I know. I got to bring it back to football. I'm just trying to.
Yeah, and you still. Yeah,
my brain's not far enough in front of my mouth right now.
When they made that trade the other day, and we had Sophia Minert on the show yesterday, you can hear that interview and all of our interviews on Wisconsin On Demand. We were talking about why they traded Orlando Arcia and why they got two pitchers in return. And I know that you only can get what a team is willing to give you, and obviously pitchers are always in demand. But right now, it sort of feels like hitters are what the Brewers need. And I'm not saying that they need to go out and make a trade just to add some hitters to their lineup. But right now, it's looking pretty bleak.
And this is the first year in recent history, maybe not even recent history, where it's been the pitching that you feel so good about and the hitting you don't.
It's been a slow progression that direction. Yes. It hasn't been just like flipping a light switch on or off. There's been kind of a migration towards that side of the game.
But that's how you win championships, right?
Where baseball is just so different, like if you can be a really good team for 162 games, but a 5-game series and even a 7-game series is so much different than 162. Like it just is. Like you're playing and you're managing differently for a playoff series than you are during the regular season. So, I mean, if you've got two stud pitchers, the way it looks like the Brewers do, that is a great recipe to success.
That's
in the
how
postseason.
The Nationals won it.
Yeah, they
Scherzer
also had some.
Strasburg.
They had a few guys, but they also had a pretty good offense. You know, Juan Soto's pretty.
Like
pretty
I thought
good
they
hitter.
Were when. Who did we have on? The bullpen pitcher,
Brent Suter,
and he mentioned World Series. I was kind of like, come on.
We know you said it out loud, even though that was a thought that was rolling around in your head. You actually verbalized
it
on the air.
But I mean, did you guys believe it? Now I actually kind of believe it. I'm like, all right, if they can figure out the hitting. They're pretty good.
Man, you are not built for baseball, man. You've just got football mind. Like,
if they can figure out the hitting,
you know where
I'm be good.
Chewy gave up on the Red Sox.
I'm back.
And now they've won 3 in a row, and he's back.
But what I cannot, as a football player, former football player, I cannot wrap my hands around on how they don't care about wins or losses. It's the same, right?
Hudson Swafford with another birdie to take the outright lead at Augusta National at 2 under par.
This guy
made a birdie on the difficult par 3 fourth hole. He's leading Stuart Sink, who birdied the par 5 second hole. Now there are 2 players who are at 1 under par, handful of players at even par. Oh, Sandy Lyle. He had a rough go on the par 3.
Well, Gabe's doing that. Chewy, is it too early to worry about Keston Hira?
No.
Guys, Sandy Lyle made an 8.
I think there's more to it.
He made an 8 on a par 3.
I think there's more to it from the standpoint.
That's 5
I think
over
he
par
believed
on one hole, guys.
That
what
he was
going to
be the Brewer second baseman for the next 13, 14 years. And then because I'm telling you, that kind of rattles you.
I wonder if there's something to the fact that he's had to focus so heavily on the footwork and the mechanics of being over at first base that that's kind of dominating his thoughts right now. And while, yes, ideally you'd love to be able to step into the box and not have to think about your hitting, if it's not coming to you at the beginning, then you have to start thinking about it. And when you start thinking about it is when things, I think, go wrong.
Jules Zalatoris is a fun name to say.
Do you think he eventually goes back to second base?
No, I think that they are set.
Really?
I think that the way that they've got the infield set is the way they're going to go.
Because in football, which rules the world, by the way, you see players that they give a chance to, and it's just they're not ready yet.
But he's been fine defensively. He's been fine defensively at first base. It's just he's struggled mightily at the plate. I think he's still zeros across the board. I haven't looked at the box score, but
no, I'm
I
not
checked.
Worried yet. I'm not worried.
Can I tell you guys why I'm worried? Because
why?
I'm such a baseball nerd. What I like to look at is how hard are you hitting the ball? And you know what Keston Hira is not even doing?
Hitting
what?
The ball.
He's not even touching the ball.
I know, but Yelich went through the. Watching Yelich last year almost was painful.
But the difference there is like Christian Yelich had a base, right? Like even the 2 years that he had. Where he was the MVP and then very close to an MVP before he ended hurting his knee. Like he didn't have the power numbers in Miami, but he was still just a really good hitter. Like, and he has that history where Keston Hira was really good for like 60 to 80 games. So he's good for half of a season and then he was not good at all last year. So you still don't know what Keston Hira
but
is.
But Yelich's strikeouts last year is like, what are you swinging at? What are you doing?
Yeah, and again, I think that's a course of 60, over the course of 60 games, you press a little bit. It's just a different
Why?
Feel.
Are you bailing on here?
What's the stat, Ashton, that you rely on mostly for hitters? Obviously, it used to be average, but now stats have become so much more advanced. What's the one that you look at?
For a guy like Hira, I'm doing OPS, so on-base plus slugging, because I think he should be hitting for power, and also I want him getting on base. So on-base plus slugging is what I'm looking at.
Okay, so in 2019, his on-base plus slugging was .938.
Awesome. Pretty good.
Then last year it was .707.
Eek.
It's basically average to above average, but it's not good for
and
him.
And right now it's .050. Small sample size,
high, huh?
Small sample size, but .050 with an average of 0.00.
Oh, when he got hit in the back, that really helped him out.
Is that what it is?
I think
the
so.
The one time he took his base? Your base.
I think that's what that is.
We feel sorry for you. We're just going to plunk you, put you on. Change those zeros.